Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Chusulinus with Maris Esther Basar Shmuel. We're going to continue our series of Shiurim in the Aras HaKodesh. Maran HaRav Zatzal. And we are on page Chelek Gimel, page Reish Lamed Vav. The Makor of this is in the Shimon HaKvatzim, Kovetz Vav, Piska Kufayin Bet. אומר הרב, יש אדם שמרגיש את דמות הנפש הרעה, הנפש הטמאה שבקרבו, ומתוך כך הוא מלא מרורות על נפשו, אבל צריך הוא לשום על ליבו, כי לעומת הנפש הטמאה, יש בו נפש אלוקית טהורה וקדושה ונשגבה. ופני השתלמות של גילוי האור של הנפש האלוקית, מתגברת גם כן הנפש הטמאה, ומשתדלת להודיע את מהותה, אשת פתיות הומיה. ואדם וחכמת אלוקים אשר בקבוע הדרך לקחת שבי את כל החיל והכוח, כל הכישרון והרעיון, כל השיח והשיג אשר לנפש הטמאה, ולשעבד הכל לשורש הקודש, ואז יתחו השיגים הגמורים, וילכו להם וירדו למצולות ים הנפש לשכון שמה מבלי צאת ובא. בעצים של טהרה זיו אורי הקודש שנבלו במצודת הנפש הטמאה יצאו לחופשי, והתאפקו באור הנפש האלוקית להגדיל את פיר הקודש באור שבעתיים. As they say today, there's a lot to unpack over here, Rabbi Say. We're using the nefesh ra, how to get the nefesh ra to be l'toiva. So yesh adam shemargish et muhut ha-nefesh ra. There's a person who feels the essence of his bad soul, of his evil soul, nefesh ha-bemis, the impure soul within him, a nefesh ha-tumah shebekirbo, and because of this, he's filled with meroris al nafsho. So earlier on, we learned about the previous year, we learned about the two nefashas we have in Nefesh HaLokis and Nefesh HaBemis that we find spoken about so much in Chabad. And now we are going to learn how to fix it. So some people, they feel the ra, they feel the evil. So until you feel it's evil, you can't fix it. On the other hand, this feeling of the evil brings bitterness. You're like, oh, this is gefährlich, this is terrible. This is terrible, this bitterness that I'm feeling, this evil soul that I have. You see your chesroness. But you have to know that besides the nefesh hatmeya, you also have a beautiful godly soul. Pure, holy, sublime. You have two kochos. So you recognize the evil, you recognize the good, and you have to know that despite your evil, there's good. Tanya writes in Perek Aleph, see also Perek Vav, Perek Tes. To the kol Yisrael chatzalik v'erchol yesh two neshamas. We have two neshamas. Nefesh achas mitzad aklip of a sitra achra. One is in the blood. And from here come the evil midas, kas and gaiva, miyisod ha'esh, tanugim, miyisod ha'mayim. Because mayim are matzmiach, kol minei tainug, causes things to grow. Holus, leitzanus, hisparus, miyisod ha'ruach. And atzlus and atzvus, sadness and laziness. Miyasoda offer. Vigami dotavot shebeteva koisel betodotan komorachmanut. Bo vigmilus chasad and boos mimenu. Kibisrael nefs to the Cleveland Clip of Noiga. So it's das tovaras. Even this nefesh habemis, we also have good midas that come from it, that we have in our nature. The Baal HaTanya explains based on the Kisvei Ari, so the same place that the Midas Ros come from, the Midas Tovas come from. The Midas Tovas that you have B'teva. In the Shemona Kvatzim and Koivet Zvav, Piska Kuf Samaches, the Rav expands. The Fimit Gale Nefesh B'chol Ma'amrei Ki Ure La Adam V'Mitbahel Me'amareh. רק בזה מרגיע את רוחו, כי לפי גודל הכוח של צד הכיעור של הנפש ותומתה, כה יגדל הצד היפה שבא ותארתה. כי את זה לעומת זה עשה אלוהים. אחרי שהתגבר והתרומם על חיזיון הבלהות של צד הכיעור, וזרח לעיניו הצד הטהור, צד היופי שבנפש, בעיניו יראו וינהרו, והתנחם על כל חזון הפלצות אשר ביעתתו. ויעשו ענבים בשם שמחה בביוני אדם בקודש ישראל יגילו. Sometimes you see all the disgusting parts of your soul, and you're shocked to the core from what you see. But you have to know that to the extent that you have this key or this ugliness, this impurity, but there's also a lot of purity, kizelu mazeh salukim. There's that much good. And after you are misgaber, and you elevate yourself on this chizayon blahot, this horrific vision of the ugly side, and now you will shine in your eyes the tzad ha-tar, the tzad ha-yofi, and your eyes will see and shine, and you'll have nechama, you'll be consoled for all the bad stuff that you saw before, and the anavim will add simcha b'shem, and impoverished people will rejoice in the Holy of Israel. So it's okay. Even though you're nifhal, you're blown black, you're shocked, you're dismayed when you see the ki'ul, you see the ugly things in your soul by thoughts that might go through your mind, desires you might have. Say, me, that's me, that's what I want, that's what I'm thinking. But he said, don't get down, it's going to be okay. You know why? Because you have a beautiful side also. לפעמים פני השתלמות של גילוי האור אשר לנפש האלוקית מתגברת גם כן הנפש הטמאה. Because of the revelation of the light of the godly soul, the impure soul is also מסגבר, ומשדלת להודיע את מהותה and tries to show its essence. אשת פתיות הומיה. The outcome of the מלחמה between these כוחות is that you have the light of the good side, so then זה אלומה זה, the נפש הטמאה, fights against it and tries to show its essence. Hey, it's still a war. Because of your aliyah, you can have a yerida afterwards. And the Rav calls the nefesh tmeya isha patiyut. What's this isha patiyut? What's he talking about? It's a pasuk in Mishlei, in the 9th chapter, in the 13th verse. Eshes ksilus homia psayus uval yadama. The foolish woman is loud, ignorant, and knows nothing. That's the nefesh hatmeya. So the Alshich on Mishlei, Alshich is such a beautiful parish, explains, Hinei makbil az koch kedush satayra adavik benefesh adam ukoch tumsi yetzahara, usadnu yetzahara lezos tikare isha, lamashi eschabra ima adam etachtienu teled lobanim ushchisim. קולוי ורווח את כאן הלוקה תגורך ויתן הכוח התומה ויתול לסיים כנוי דבלום למה שאין האדם חוי תהיה להם כאין נכס הברוך שטוסי קרנו אשס קסילוס. So he explains that parallel to the כוח קדושת התורה that's דווק in a person's soul is the כוח of the tumah, the satan of the יצר הרע, and that's the אישה, and the אישה is מסחבר to the person, and she causes him to sin and to give birth to bad children. When you're over in Aveira, it's like bad children, so it's like a woman. You're attached to this tumah like a man is attached to a woman. And then when a person does this Aveira, after being attached to this Koach Hara, he does an Aveira, so the Koach HaTumah enjoys the toldos. And that's the shtus that a person has, that he goes with this Eshes Ksilus, with this foolish woman. Because a person only sins when this foolishness enters him. ואדם בחוכמה, continues the Rav, ואדם בחוכמת אלוקים אשר בקרבו ידח לקחת שבי את כל החיל והכוח. Person with the wisdom of God within him knows how to take captive all of this power. So now the Rav is explaining a person's avoda. The avoda is a person is to take the impure soul in captivity. In other words, not only are you overcoming the enemy, but you're using him for your own good. So you have to know how to take the impurity and purify it. So we're not just trying to avoid it and run away from it. We're trying to elevate it and make it good, create, transform it into something positive. Kol kisharon v'arayon kol asiach v'asiga shel nefesh ha'tmeah u'lishabed kol shorosh ha'kodesh. Everything, all of the talents of the tuma, everything it has, you have to use it for kedusha. That's called in Hasidus and Kabbalah ha'alas nitzotzos, to bring up those sparks, to elevate the sparks. The Rav explains in Kovetz Beis and Piska Zayin that the Gdolei HaNesham are able to do this. They're able to elevate these holy sparks. Dulei Neshama kshem nitpalim leskei achayim haregilim, harei mamshichim or chayim elyonim beskei achol halalu, umekadshim otam ba'ad kol haolam kulo, kal vachomer bad atzma, v'chein hem merimim et ha'erech של כל אותם העניינים הקטנים למעלה רוממה. גדולה ונס גדולה ונס גבה, אלו הישרים שצרור החיים העליונים הוא עמהם תמיד. ואור עונה קדוש השם הוא מאיר להם בכל עת. כשהם יורדים לדבר דברי חור פשוטים, הרי הם יודעים מכירים איך אור חיים של הקודש הכלי מתפלש שם בכל המחבואים, והם מגלים משם את האור. It's unbelievable. בגדול אין שם, when they're involved with regular life, they draw the light of life, of divine life, of elevated life, into these mundane secular matters, and they sanctify them for the whole world and certainly for themselves. And they also elevate the value of all those little seemingly mundane matters to something very high, something very sublime. These yisharim, that the tzror ha'chaim elyonim, that the bound of divine life, of elevated life, is always with them, and the light of Onei Kedosh Hashem shines for them at all times. When they speak Divrei Chol Pshutim, they know how the light of life of the general holiness penetrates all the hidden places, and they're megala this or. They see the or in all the mundane aspects of life. So even when they're oisek in kshafim and amunazaros, tmeos, they get light from everything, kedusha from everything. It's a big avoda, and you need a lot of, you need to be a big tzaddik and a big mekubal to know how to do it. That's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about taking this Nefesh HaTameya and elevating it to Kedusha. V'az yutcho ha'sigim ha'gemurim v'yelcho lem v'yerd l'mutzulis yam ha'nefesh l'shka n'shama v'li tseis v'li ba'uba. So we have to separate this dross from the Kedusha. The Kedusha is within the Tuma, but it's mechusa b'klipas. A person has to take the b'shevi ha'satuma. He has to take it into captivity and bring it to the world of life. And the sides of purity, of the light, of the holy lights, the holy shine that were absorbed in the impure soul will go free and will be davek in the light of the godly soul to enlarge the glory of holiness with a much, much greater light, seven times the amount. So that's what happens when these tzaddikim are able to take into captivity their nefesh ha'tmeya, and they're able to use them for the world of kedusha. The Rav explains in the Ein Hayah, the second parak of Piska Reisha and Gimel, how Rashbi and his son came out of the cave and they're destroying the world. And a baskol came out and said, "Well, you want to destroy my world? Go back to your cave." So writes the Rav, Hadeya האלוקית, אמנם היא לא, היא למעלה, עלוי למעלה, מעלה מחוכמת כל אדם, כל חכם. והיא הסכימה שדווקא מכל הרעות וכל ההשפלות הנמצאות בהווה, דווקא מכל הרע והכיעור הזה תצא אורה יותר שלמה, כשאחר כל רחבתו יוחזר לטובה. וממנו בעצמו יהיו הורים לצדיקים בישראל, אבל כן צריך דווקא עם הקדושה העליונה לרדת עד עומק של שפלות החיים, לקיימם כפי מה שהם, ולזעקם לאט לאט. עד שיהיה לו מה שנועד להם על פי חוכמת יוצר כל ברוך הוא, כיוון שעוד לא באתם עד עתה מהלך לקשר את כל החיים בירידתם, כמו שהם על התעודה עליונה וחפצכם להחריב את המצב של ההווה כדי לבנות את משואותיו עולם מתוקן במהרה ולא לשחר לא כמה כמה, עד שישוב לתיקון השלם ויוחזר הרע לטוב, הכן שובו למערצכם, לא אוסיף עוד מעלה. As what the Rav says is, listen, The right way to do it is little by little to fix the world, to elevate the Ra. What do you want to do? You want to destroy it in one shot? Go back to your cave, elevate yourself more, and then come out and fix the world with Olam Chesed Yibane and Lo Latov V'ra L'Sheves Yitzara. God doesn't want a desolate world. So they don't see, Rashbi and his son, Kiviyachol, don't see the value of being of developing the material world. And the Baskol says, no, well, you want to destroy my world? Go back to your cave. In other words, our job is to take all the Ra in the world, all the mundane, and elevate it to a better place. Some people have the attitude only to be Oseg and Yani Kedusha. So it's less dangerous, but then you miss out on being Mitak in the Olam HaChol. The Rav writes beautifully about himself. Lochal, this is in the Shemoni Kvatzim Kovetz Ches Piska Kufayin He. He writes, Lochal la'akhid b'kirbi et haruach ha'shokek le'echoz b'avoda ha'romimah shel ha'alat ha'nitzotzot ha'kdoshim. של כל המגיע לחוג השימוש של כל הצרכים הגשמים בכל הקניינים שהם במגיעו בגבולי. In other words, he wanted to do that. He wanted to do this ha'alos nitzotzos, elevate the sparks, and bring everything into the world of Kedusha. So, on our level, whenever we come into contact with the mundane, try to bring it into the world of Kedusha. And of course, the Mekubalim and the Tzaddikim can do it on a much higher level, in a much deeper way. But everyone in their own way has to try to, whenever they're involved in the Olam HaChol, to try to fix what they can and bring Kedusha in, bring Tara in. Sweet friends, this was awesome, super awesome. And Mirtz Hashem, we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.